This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 24th. I'm Paul Plack. NATA has come out against residential through-the-fence agreements in testimony before Congress, backing the FAA's position that the agreements restrict airport growth and operation. Spain and Germany both have grounded their fleets of Eurofighter combat aircraft while they await the results of a probe into possible problems with the airplane's ejection system. The Czech Republic has signed on as a would-be participant in Embraer's KC-390 transport project that could push total orders to 54 planes. A safety program created by the FAA will, for the first time, integrate voluntary safety information self-reported by pilots with reports from air traffic controllers. Thermo Energy Corporation, a maker of wastewater recovery technology and systems, will work with Contigo Systems, an aircraft de-icing services provider, to develop an environmentally friendly aircraft de-icing system. A group of consumer advocates met with U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood Monday to cheer on his efforts to require transparency in airline ticket pricing. Travel industry reps warned that a one-size-fits-all solution for reporting a la carte fees will not prove useful to consumers. The Carbon Disclosure Project has recognized Boeing as one of the world's leading companies in reporting climate change risks and taking actions to improve environmental performance for the second year in a row. The Aerospace Industries Association is announcing 8 new member companies and the retention of all last year's members despite the tense economy. And I'm hoping to bring you back some pictures and stories from the annual Ken Brock Freedom Fly-In on California's El Mirage Dry Lakebed this weekend, if I can keep the dust out of the microphone. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Larry Wood of the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum in Oregon talks about what went into building the museum's amazing Titan II missile launch simulator. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.